This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another edition, another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, or tweeting, being part of the solution. Got to be part of the conversation so it might become part of the solution, right? And I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. I do want you just dealing with things in general. When you look at the what's going on in the election? Well, many of you are tired of hearing it. Yeah, you know what? I am too. I'm tired of hearing how much we lost by. I'm tired of hearing about, you know, how President Trump should just give up. See, I'm one of those guys who would never give up. When the Titanic was going down, I'd still be trying to find ways to either get it afloat again. It wasn't really that simple for me. Or really find a way to save those people. Instead of running around with my hair on fire. Or screaming like my hair was on fire. And that doesn't make me any more special than anybody else. But it's the reason I say it that way is I've actually done it. I joke on a regular basis. This show wouldn't exist today. If I went, oh well. And I won't mention the other network. But I remember at one point in time, we were only on 7 stations. I mean, God bless for having 7 stations. But I remember we were at it like, I don't know, a year or two. We were having a hard time getting off the ground. I didn't really understand the business. There's a lot of people in this business that won't help you out. And then I turn around, and in December, I'm like, all right, God, I'm done. This is a fight I don't want to have. If the message is right and everything's cool, then people should be, you know, knocking the door down unless I just don't know what I'm doing. So I need some kind of break by the end of the year or else I'm going to become a greeter at Walmart. Not that there's anything wrong with being a greeter at Walmart, so don't take it the wrong way. And it was about the end of the second week of December. I get a call from somebody I don't know. Says, I've been meaning to call you for a while. I want you on our network. He got me signed up, and right after the first year, we were on that network, and a pretty large network at that. And then to add insult to injury, I was excited, by the way. A couple years later, that network went down in like 5 days. And in that week, I write, okay, Lord, again, we got to do another scramble here? What's going on? What's happening? And then I come to find, you know, and then God bless Ted Anderson over GCN. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying it because I'm still with them. But the man had me up and running in a couple of days. And we basically didn't miss a beat. We got most of the stations back that went down with the other place. So you just don't give up. And again, maybe I'm too stubborn and stupid. I don't know. Some of you have to tell me. But if you really think you have the message, what I always say, I've said it in my book, I've written this. If you have the real product, if you have the real deal, if you're willing to put it out there, and you're willing to fight for other people, then you don't give up and it will succeed. But if you sit there every night going, oh, I'm going to make it, I don't know if this is going to happen. You know, and some of you have written me because I asked for money. Well, I don't know if you know this. As a capitalist, as a Republican capitalist, even as a Christian, those of you who get all teed off and giving money to the church, what do you think they do? Go down to the electric company and go, hey, yo, we're a church. We love God. You can't shut our power off. Doesn't work that way. Things still need to be paid for. And it's the same thing here. Right? It's the same thing in our world. And this is, you know, I have a donation button on the side. I'm not pushing in that direction, but I wish you would. That I don't have to, you know, we don't have to beat up on Facebook or Twitter or anything else like that. I mean, something as stupid as if, you know, 5,000 gave $2 a month. That covers all the cost for what it takes for putting the show on. Or getting it out, I should say. Right? It's really that simple. But we don't think like that. We love the message. We love to get involved. But we don't help. Some of you said, I don't trust the internet. I don't trust any of that stuff. Well, you know what? There's an address you can send it to. But that, again, you find on the internet. I'm not going to give it out all the time. If you do have a phone, you want to flip that puppy open or grab that smartphone, you can make a donation simply by putting in the word GOJO. That simple. GOJO. To 77948. GOJO to 77948. All right? But we don't mind. A lot of us don't mind being warriors. We don't mind being out in front as long as you truly have our backs. Whether it's financially, physically, driving people to the show for us, that kind of stuff. If it's not, the show's not on air in your area, right? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, you've heard me say this before. I'm not calling out any names. Because you would know these people. You see them every day. And I'm going to put myself in a different category. Some of us would do this job if we didn't get paid a nickel, okay? Some of us see this job as so important, not ourselves, but the job is so important. Getting the information out to you, so important that we're willing to do it on a bare-bones, you know, budget. Because we want to make sure you get it. There's a lot of big-name people that you know in this business. If I threw their names out, you'd know exactly who they are. That won't even go help out at rallies for less than $5 or $10,000. You need true warriors who believe in the cause, who are willing to fight, who are willing to push forward. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to the Real Side. We're going to go over some of Gavin Newsom's wonderful accomplishments when we come back. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Is this that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold? This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent.
We are back. Always a pleasure to be with you. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved. That's a big deal for me. Just be involved in the conversation. Get your 2 cents in, your 5 cents in, whatever. Really and sincerely. You know, we had a call I couldn't get to, but There was a great point made here. And here, take a look. This has to do with, you know, the virus and where we're at. Just common sense. That we've lost common sense. Everybody's afraid to ask a simple question because they're afraid that what's going to happen, and you know this, what's going to happen is they're going to call you out for being an idiot, backwards, a hillbilly, whatever terminology they use to try to belittle you. The same people who tell you we shouldn't be doing this stuff, we'll do it to you. Take a look. Let me see. Hopefully this will work the first time. Wouldn't that be cool?
Hey, Joe, it's Bill from Redbud, California. Hey, I have this question. So if we're locking down the whole country, why would we allow anybody in our country over the border for free and help them out? Anyway, thanks. Bye.
That is not a racist comment, because I know some people say that. That is a great comment, a great observation here. Right? Why would we let people from other countries that we can't vet, we can't check into, we can't find, oh, because they need our help. Well, we don't know if we can help them. We can't, apparently, compared to most of you, you guys keep telling us, your elected officials keep telling us, we can't help ourselves. We have to lock ourselves in our homes. What home are you going to lock them into? As you pull them across the border, what are you going to lock them into? You know, President Trump has, he got approval that he could use military money to build a wall because it's national security. Do you know what I'm going to do? I mean, seriously, if they want to play this game, I would do what Obama did. All right, well, let's play like they play. I would divert more money from the military, no disrespect to our military people. I'll explain why in a second. I would divert, because you're going to lose it anyhow under Biden. The Democrats, I've done story after story after story that whenever a Democrat president gets into place, the first thing he does is gut the military, because they hate you guys. They hate the fact that there might be something that will stop them from taking over the way they want to take over. Anyhow, I would divert that money. I would triple up, quadruple the teams that are building the wall. I'd get the Army Corps of Engineers, and I would run that puppy, get as much of that wall up as fast as I could. We've got, what, 600-plus miles done? And that's because it's been kind of put up here and there and whatever. I would go like a banshee and get that stuff up. That's what I would do. There'd be so many other things I would do, too, but that's just part of it. So today kind of commemorates, if you would, give us a minute to remember, Pearl Harbor Day. And this is what I was saying earlier when I said, you know, the problem is they're going to write this stuff out of history eventually. They talk about how nasty we are. We have never attacked another country for no reason. No, we were attacked for no reason by the Japanese. Absolutely none. We didn't do anything to them. They didn't give us any warning. All right? And they can't. Why? You know, some people, I love some people on the far left. Well, it's because we were a superpower and they wanted to make sure that we wouldn't attack them. We had no intention of attacking them. Absolutely none. All right? I mean, seriously. The total number of military personnel killed, with 2,300, including 2,000 Navy personnel, 109 Marines, 218 Army. Added to this were 68 civilians, making a total of 2,400. Right? And over 1,100 of those were on the USS Arizona. These people were sleeping. Come on, think about it. And you know, depending on where you look, the Japanese attacked us, and this is in their own notes. This is in their own history. They intended to attack us as a preventative action to keep the United States Pacific Fleet from interfering with its planned military actions in Southeast Asia. Right? They were going to go after the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and a few other places. They wanted these specific islands. So they figured if they wiped out the fleet while it was sleeping, they'd be able to pull that off without any help. I mean, without any worry. I mean, what a cowardice act to do. Now, I don't know many, but I do have or have had Japanese friends in the past. Wonderful people. Or the ones that I knew were wonderful. I'm sure like every other culture, there's always nasty people. Right? But again, it depends on who you ask. The Japanese were really looking, if you think about it, again, goes to full power, right? Total power. Right? It's been building for some time. They've been, you know, just go through your history. You'll see it. Japan was destined to dominate the Eastern Asia and the Pacific if they kept going the way they were going. So today is a day to remember, to think about the men and women that died that day. And again, these weren't, I mean, we were in war time, so don't take this the wrong way. But it wasn't like they were on the battlefield and they were, you know, ready for the war, ready for the attack. No. They were at peace in their own harbor. They were at peace where they were at. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you know any survivor from that day, it would be a great day, a great time to thank them for their service, because they went through it. They really did go through it. One Pearl Harbor survivor aboard the USS Arizona, he remembers the attacks, I mean, what, 79 years ago, right? He said some of these people were burned beyond recognition. And, you know, when are we going to not be able to say the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor? We're going to have to say some country that was teed off at us attacked us, right? Or some country that came after us because they were afraid we were so big we were going to go after them. Just nuts. Joe, see your host. You listen to Real Side. Okay, yeah, yeah. I'll get the news from on the other side of the break. I promise. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia's governor and lieutenant governor have rejected calls to convene a special session of the state's legislature to overturn the results of the presidential election. Governor Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said that the courts were the only viable avenue to challenge the results of the election, refusing to call a special session for the General Assembly to select a separate slate of presidential electors. But Jenna Ellis says that's not something Kemp has the power to do. The senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign tells Newsmax TV that the legislature can meet to select electors without Kemp's permission.
So it is really important that Governor Kemp act, but as far as the presidential election and the delegates, the governor does not have any power. The state legislature can run a resolution itself and can simply notify Congress that they are sending a separate slate of delegates according to their will, their power, and their authority. The governor has absolutely no power to act in that case.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. I am no Jemma Memma, I guarantee. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution, really. And again, be involved, be engaged. You know, I'd be kind of be remiss. Cut me a little slack here, okay? But can you imagine Obama? Or who can you imagine giving this speech? Obama or Trump? Take a listen.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Now, there are still people around that remember this. I know, but there were 16-year-olds that remember this. Look, I was a little guy, and I remember everything that went down with President Kennedy, when he was shot, and Oswald, because, you know, the TVs were on 24/7 in my house at the time. So this is something that lives on in your mind. Look at you, more seasoned listeners of mine. Don't let this die. Really, seriously, don't let this die. Don't, in the name of, you know, happy. Don't want this stuff in your head. Don't push it aside. Make sure your kids know how many died, why the war was what it was. Let's finish this up.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and
just like we're at peace with China, right? Look at where we are in the world today. This should send chills up your spine.
At the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor.
Because, see, think about this. Here we are. We're still at Japan's behest. We're still having talks with them. We're trying to figure out how to strengthen, right, being allies or being at peace with them, if not being allies. And then they attack us.
Looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces.
Now, can you see Obama saying, well, we're going to send people over, we're going to try to find out, you know, what caused this, what provoked this, what we did to cause them to want to kill us. Trump, I probably couldn't repeat, but he would talk about these SOBs that came after us while we were sleeping, and we're going to make them pay, and we're going to make them pay big. Which one do you want to hear?
I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense.
You would never hear these words out of Obama's mouth. Right? I mean, think about it. Think about what he did the whole time when the Iranians took over our PT boats. What was that? This should have been an immediate strike on Iran or Iran's Navy. They humiliated our men. Remember? Humiliated them. Just remember that.
But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us.
You know, we don't have, you guys get it. We declared war on them, and we went after them with a vengeance, which is exactly what we should have done. On that fateful Sunday, a 20-year-old quartermaster, third class, was standing in the stern of the ship when a Japanese bomb penetrated Arizona's front turrets. He said it blew up like you've never seen before because it hit a million pounds of gunpowder. Think about that. He said we only had 50 or 60 motor lines or 50, 60 ways to get them out to the hospital. He said we abandoned ship about 8:30 in the morning. We got them to the hospital, came back to help fight the fire. The fire was burning until 2 days later. Didn't stop burning until Tuesday. He said everybody on the ship did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they did it like it was first nature. He said that 1,177 shipmates in the sinking of the Arizona were lost. In all, 2,400 servicemen perished that day. He said that, please, Pearl Harbor must be remembered as the main holiday in America, so it'll never happen again. Yeah, that worked out until 9/11, didn't it? No, really, think about it. This will happen again. It did happen. And it will happen again. We let our guard down with China and Iran. You're going to have a problem. See, China's smart enough to get Iran and even North Korea to do its dirty work. Let's not underestimate China. I'm not Joe Biden. You want to make sure. You just want to make sure that stuff like this is remembered. Nobody will forget it. And that we, I don't want to say love on these guys, but really let them know how much you appreciate what was sacrificed for us. If we didn't have these guys around, I don't know what we'd be speaking today. I don't know where we would be today. But then again, the fight from within, as has been predicted all along, this country would never be taken over from the outside. Only from the... How do we let China get such a grip on us? with all sincerity, how did that happen? Were that stupid? That open-minded? Speaking of being stupid, let's get back to Gavin Newsom. You know, here's all the wonderful things that Gavin Newsom has given us, right? This is what he's tried to do while he's been in office. He granted clemency for felons, those who raped and murdered and even committed heinous crimes against children. Now, that's the other thing. The Dems don't give a crud about children at all. Not in the least. When you look at some of the pedophilia rings and the things that were going on under Obama and Biden, for that matter, what they do to stop them? What did they do? Did they offer any more money to those organizations, those groups to go find them? What did they do? More of this stuff has been turned up, turned over. People have been prosecuted for this because they're pretty powerful people involved under Trump than under the last five presidents. Highest homeless rate in the nation here in California. That's how great stuff. You know, Newsom has aspirations of being president someday. Infringement on our Second Amendment rights, right? We are so limited to the kind of guns we can buy in this state, it's almost not worth it. You walk into a gun shop today, here in California, two-thirds of the counter say for police only. And ammunition laws, now you have to have a background check every time you buy ammunition? You're out of your mind. Sanctuary state for illegals and criminals. Made it illegal for illegal aliens to sit on state... I'm sorry, he made it legal for illegal aliens to sit on state boards. School boards, water boards, city councils. How do you do that? You know that when you take those offices, you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state and the Constitution of the United States of America. I take that pretty seriously. How do you do that when you've already broken the law? Come and see your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Oh.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We're back. Those are Real Fellow, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get to it. I was talking about, you know, Governor Nuisance, and really what he hasn't done for us, because he really hasn't done much. And nothing but throw us in a tank on a regular basis, really do some damage to the state, big time. And some of his accomplishments, which he proudly was willing to talk about, list, we are a sanctuary state for illegals and criminals. New gun laws, which only apply to people who follow the law. So, you know, the new gun laws and ammunition laws are so stringent it's almost impossible to buy either or. Highest state income tax in our nation. Think about that one. Prop 13, which is a tax law that passed in the 70s that keeps our real estate tax is very low. And they hate people like us. You know, we've been in our house almost 20 years. So they hate people like us because the only time they get an increase in property taxes is when the house sells. We have the highest poverty rate in the nation, highest unemployment, highest state tax, highest poverty rate, and somehow this is all Trump's fault. You have vaccination. Right, you have mandatory vaccinations for children, or you could be fined. Children's medical records are automatically entered into a database and mandatory health insurance, or you're fined to pay for illegal health insurance as well. That's right. The fines imposed on people who don't have insurance go to paying health insurance for illegals. So California's got it going on all over the place. So I kept telling you, if you want to see the rest of the country run like California, run into the ground, run by a bunch of people who really don't care about you as an American, Prop 47, which reduced felonies to a misdemeanor of violent criminals, so as long as you didn't kill anybody, that would reduce the charge that you had. There was a mass release of violent criminals afraid of COVID-19. That great? But you put moms in jail for not wearing masks at a park. Okay, that makes sense. These people are nuts. No longer illegal not to help an officer in need. It used to be illegal. When you saw an officer getting beat up on, you had to help him or call or do something to prevent that officer from being hurt or killed. Not anymore. Highest gas tax in our nation. That was before the coronavirus. Hey, that hasn't stopped yet. Teachers can no longer discipline disruptive students. I can vouch for that. The rules with discipline for kids in different groups is horrendous. It's ridiculous. Illegals are given income tax refunds, whether they pay into it or not. Welfare, medical insurance, housing, education, food stamps, and more, all for free. This is not what our founding fathers set up. These guys turned this into a cash cow for them and family members. Refusing to set up water claim systems with tax collected to do just that. $20 million of your tax dollars directed to study vaping. The federal government's already done a dozen studies on vaping. What do you need to study it anymore for? They tried to get billions of dollars in collateralized loans from China. Right? Which means they're going to put up California property to get more money to blow. Funding illegal alien-owned businesses in the amount of $50 million. The state knows exactly what to do with your money. Anything they darn well please, that's what they know what to do with it. And this is getting old. And Newsom doesn't care. Come on, let's be honest, right? I mean, can we be honest about this, or are you just so stuck in your ideology that there's no way to be honest about this, is there? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. There was a story I wanted to get to earlier. Let's see if I can find it, because this one's just nuts. On so many levels. And we're again, remember, what was the big deal on Prop 8? We weren't supposed to be telling people who to love. Or for that matter, what they can love. And how they can love. We were told it was none of their business. And they could pretty much do anything they wanted to. Right? And then somehow, somewhere, in some way, all that changed. All of a sudden, that wasn't even the half of it. Now they can start telling us, right, who to love, how to love, where to love, and when. And that was okay. I do on a regular basis. I find all this stuff extremely hilarious. Recent story on The Blaze. We had transgender activists, straight men should work through non-attraction to transgender women. I hit on this the other night. Not on the transgender person, but on the story. I hit on this the other night. And some of you, he sent me some nasties, but only because of the way I did it. You know, maybe you should listen to somebody else then. Because we do this all the time. Again, as a Christian, I'm not gonna hate on this person or these people. Right? I mean, transgenders, or what else they call it? They call it gender dysphoria, which is a real term. You know, John Hopkins switched. They flipped on us. But you know why they flipped on us? Because they were threatened with grant money. Big buck money. From the federal government under Obama. And they need to turn this around. Somebody needs to turn this around anyway. So it's not enough for transgenders to merely push for acceptance, force laws to be changed to accommodate them no matter where they are or what level they're at or what have you. Right? Now they're hitting deep. A new push has been to get people to speak to speak transgender's preferred pronouns in conversations or suffer shaming or backing. And you know how good the left is at that. They're great at shaming people. One transgender activist insists that straight men who don't desire transgender women simply have an issue they should try to work through. What issue? You mean that you don't have the parts or pieces that we're interested in? And even if you've had the operation, it still ain't there? This is what I'm saying. They can tell us what to do, what to think, how to think, and that's all okay. In other words, according to this person, straight men should be willing to be romantic with biological men who identify as women. If not, they ought to be viewed as holding an old opinion. And I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but this is like, is it an old opinion to think if somebody has a penis, they're a male? Is it an old opinion to think if somebody has a vagina, they're a female? Now, I know some of the goofy mindsets of, the 60s and 70s. My dad used to do that, make fun. Somebody had long hair, you know. He would actually call them, and, you know, you knew they were a guy. And if they were, you know, had his back towards him, he would just say, hey, miss, yo, miss, hello, miss. And he would do that just to irritate them. That was just his thing. All right? We're not talking about that. That's not the old way of thinking. But no one should be with anybody they don't want to be with, whether it's heterosexual or any other sexual. Right? It's okay to have what they call a baseline social norm. It is okay for me to say, I am only going to date women. Females. True females. Cisgen females. Because Mother Nature says that works the best. Really, really that simple. Being exclusionary of trans women partners should be an outlier and marginal position for straight men, not some commonplace expectation. So in other words, I should not want to only date women? Just trying to figure this out. Right? This is a misplaced and inappropriate thought. See, they don't really mean equality, people. You know that. The proof of that is go look at that story of Garcetti telling restaurants they can't have anybody outside, but yet allowing the Hollywood elites, when they're shooting a movie, to set up. It's on there. Just go Google it. It's all over the internet. Hollywood can set up tents for food where people are actually sitting closer than they're supposed to, and that's okay. It's a three-tier system. I'll explain that tomorrow. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Get them over here. We'll see you tomorrow.